You're listening to SBS News.
After years of delays, the Jerusalem District Court has ruled that accused child sex offender Marco Leifer should be extradited from Israel to Australia. The former Melbourne school principal faces 74 charges of rape and child abuse. Abuse survivor Ellie Sapper told SBS News the court's extradition ruling has been a long time coming.
We are just so happy. We can't stop smiling. We're so relieved that we finally got here. For so long, we doubted whether we would see this day, but today we are seeing justice happen.
Miss Sapper is one of three Melbourne sisters allegedly abused by Leifer, who fled to Israel after allegations rose in 2008. Darcy Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer and Ellie Sapper first gave their statements to police in 2011 after allegedly being abused at Melbourne's ultra-Orthodox Adass school. Long-time victim supporter Manny Wax says he is elated to hear the decision.
Still shocked to actually digest what we've just heard. Marco Leifer is going to be extradited to Australia.
Leifer attended the hearing via video link from an Israeli jail and refused to lift her head off the table when the judge requested her to. Jerusalem District Court has given her 30 days to lodge an appeal with Israel's Supreme Court. One of Leifer's attorneys, Nick Kaufman, has confirmed a challenge against extradition will be mounted there.
Those who think that this process is now a closed chapter, I'm afraid, will be disappointed. There's a long way to go before Mrs. Leifer will be surrendered to Australia, if at all. We will be approaching the Supreme Court, where we'll be seeking judicial review. Extradition is a political decision at the end of the day.
Mr. Wax says it was Israel's shame that it had taken 71 hearings to get to a decision for extradition and that delays have taken a toll on Leifer's alleged victims. He says they will continue fighting the case despite talk of an appeal.
Unfortunately, they continue with this disgraceful approach in trying to prevent justice from happening. And from our perspective, we're going to try to do everything we can to ensure that Marco Leifer is going to be on a plane back to Australia as soon as possible.
Ms. Ehrlich says the thought of an appeal has not disheartened the sisters and the meaning of the decision made today. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.